Act Three, Scene Four. Oh, what'd you think about this scene?
His mom is surprisingly calm because he like stabs Polonius, and his mom's like, "Well," and there's just this body here while they're
yeah.
having the argument.
Fans of tragedy were probably like, "Finally, we needed some death." We're getting a little more development with our female characters. So we had Ophelia. We talked a little bit about her in scene one. Now we have Hamlet's mother without Claudius there. So we get a little bit more of her. And the first line you guys wanted to look at was line 13 in scene four.
I chose that line just because, like, I guess in general, I just don't understand the Queen's game. Like, I just wanted to know her motive behind reprimanding Hamlet and everything.
Oh. So let's think about her as a woman in this time period and what type of a pickle she's probably in. I don't know how much she knew. I don't know. You could think, was she in love with her husband's brother and therefore conspired with him and helped him kill him? Was she seduced by her husband's brother and made to think that that was the best thing? Or did her husband's brother kill him and then she was like, oh, snap, what's to keep him from killing me? I guess I'll just jump on board with him. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know that we know. Her strategy might just be survival. Mm-hmm. And at this point, like, the strongest male is her best hope for survival. So if that's Claudius, then she's going to attach herself to him. Hamlet's not happy about that, right? Hamlet's like, my dad was a good guy. Don't you respect his memory? Aren't you going to honor him? So he's basically coming in to, like, let her have it. They kind of have a little back and forth. Hamlet says, what's the matter now? The queen says, have you forgot me? Like, hello, I'm your mom. Why are you talking to me like that? You know? Hamlet says, by the rood, not so. You're the queen and your husband's brother's wife. And would it were not so, you are my mother. So Hamlet says, like, by God, I know who you are. You are the queen. You've married your husband's brother. And I wish it weren't true. You're my mom. I know you. Yeah. Pretty rough. Does that, Tiffany, anything else in there?
That was good, thank you.
I don't know, and you will, if you choose to study the queen in your essay, you can read into that more,
okay.
If she interests you. Because there's a lot of potential explanations for her. Line 23. Well, let's back up just a moment. Let's back up to line 18. Hamlet says, come, come, sit you down. You shall not budge. You go not till I set up a glass where you may see the inmost part of you. So he's like, sit down. I'm going to hold up a mirror, figuratively, right? And just tell you exactly how you've been acting. You're not going anywhere. And then the queen says, what wilt thou do? Thou wilt not murder me. Help, help. Like, what are you doing? Are you going to kill me? And Polonius says, what ho! Help, help, help! And he's hidden, right? And he's like, help! The queen says, help, help! And Hamlet's like, what? A rat! And kills him. And that's what he says. How now? A rat dead for a ducate dead. So he kills him. Why does he kill him? Ah, could be. It could be that he thinks it's the king. So he's like, all right, got him spying. That's a sin. Going to hell. What else could it be? Yeah, feeling reckless. Part of me wonders if he knows it's Polonius and if he's just so fed up. Or maybe he's just fed up in general with being spied on. Like he's just like, ah, here's another spy. I don't care who it is. I'm gonna kill him. All Line 30, they're still kind of coping with this. What a rash and bloody deed. Hamlet says, a bloody deed almost as bad, good mother, as kill a king and marry his brother. So I don't think Hamlet really feels remorse. Like, she's like, yeah, that was pretty bad, wasn't it? Kind of like marrying your husband's brother and... killing your husband and then marrying his brother. That was pretty bad, wasn't it, Mom?
So are they just, like, having this conversation while his, like, body is just, like, lying there?
Yeah.
Yep. Hamlet's, like, not done. Still have more to say. We have some time. Is there anything else? Anything else you'd like to look at in scene 4? What is the gist of the rest of their conversation?
Why did the ghost show up?
Well, interestingly enough, so at the beginning, that's a great question, why does the ghost show up? In Act 1, Hamlet is told about the ghost by other people, so we know it's not just him who sees the ghost. In Act 3, the ghost shows up and the queen doesn't see him. And the queen's like, I'm looking around lines 100. And the queen's reaction when Hamlet starts talking to the ghost is, alas, he's mad. So she doesn't see him. And it kind of brings into question, like, okay, Hamlet was acting like he was mad in Act 2, but now has this acting gone too far? Like, now is it real? Has he really lost his sense of reality? Because now he's talking to the ghost that now his mom can't see it. So what was your question again? Why? Maybe to highlight that?
But then the ghost says, like, I'm here to remind you of what you're supposed to do. And does that change Hamlet's decision? Like, was Hamlet going to kill his mom or something?
Oh, that's a good point. Like, maybe he's there to step in and protect his mom a little bit. Or maybe he's there, maybe he knows he didn't take his chance to kill the king. Like, hello, just kill him. Get on it.